Right now, it's time to check sports. We'll bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I've been waiting to speak to you since yesterday because of one story in particular, and that story happens to be that Bobby Baffert went to court, and he got an injunction lifted against the New York Racing Association for his suspension.
Well, I love talking to ignorant people. Not you. I'm talking about ignorant people. Baffert should be banned. He should be this. He should be that. Okay, good. Where's the evidence? Oh, it's in the drug test. Okay, so if the horse tested positive, why hasn't he been disqualified from purse money yet? And then their jaws drop, and they have no answer. The guy has not been found guilty of anything. It's all hearsay. It's about time New York did something right and exonerated this guy. Now the next part should be Churchill Downs offering him an apology. It's what are we now, 3 months removed from the Kentucky Derby, just about?
Yeah.
And they're still talking about this horse being positive, but nothing's been done about it yet. There's two words for this. It's called fake news. It's a bunch of baloney. And I hope Baffert sues Naira for lost wages.
Well, either he's going to sue them for lost wages, or else they're going to have to find some evidence and go into court to try to prove that he did what he did.
But where are you going to find evidence now from 2 months ago, 3 months ago? Where are you going to find it? You're going to invent it?
No, you're exactly right. Once again, it's another thing that's just been handled and dragged out so long. So
the problem with this is if Baffert did do it. He could blow the lid off of everything because Pletcher and Brown and Cox and all these other guys do the same thing. And then there'll be no racing. So why are they picking on Bobby Baffert? That's what I want to know. What did he do to get picked on like this? Why aren't these other guys being accused of anything? Because Bobby Baffert won the Kentucky Derby? Is that the only race that goes on in the country? What about all these other races that all these other trainers continually win all the time, too? Why aren't they under a microscope? Why is it just Bobby Baffert? I wish somebody could answer that question for me.
It's one of those tangled stories. It's going to be interesting to see what Churchill Downs does now. See if they'll follow suit.
Well, Churchill Downs has their own problems. Churchill Downs, there's no grass race in there for the rest of the year because they have to put a grass course in after last fall when they canceled grass racing about 1 week into their one-month November meet. Why that wasn't fixed, why that's not a big story, why Bobby Baffert is the big story, I don't know. But Churchill Downs has no grass racing for their September and November meets. Those meets will absolutely stink because there's no grass racing. Grass horses are better graded horses. It brings other horses with them, with the owners and the trainers. And without grass racing, the Churchill Downs meet's going to be non-existent. It's going to be like, okay, good, who cares? It's going to be like watching Monmouth Park without the whips. Nobody's going to care about it. But nobody says anything about that. All they do is keep on continuing to hop on Bobby Baffert. And like I said, If somebody robbed the bank and you had evidence of the guy robbing the bank, the guy's going to be punished. They keep saying that he cheated and nothing happens. I mean, this is what, the fifth time he cheated and nothing happens? Either you have the evidence and he did and he's severely dealt with, or leave the guy alone. So after 5 years of accusations without anything happening, I think it's time to leave the guy alone.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I mentioned this yesterday. I didn't watch the All-Star game. I didn't watch anything.
I didn't watch 1 minute of it.
But there was a big thing made up. Oh, the American League wins again. I remember when I was a kid, the American League, I don't know how many years in a row they lost to the National
like
League.
Like 20.
And that's when they really played baseball in the All-Star game.
Yeah, it was just a freaky thing that happened.
Yeah, yeah. That's when they actually played baseball, hard-nosed baseball. They lost me when they stopped the game because they ran out of pitchers years ago.
I remember that.
They stopped me. That was embarrassing, and that was.
So it's a game. Do they still play for World Series? Who gets the home field advantage? Do they still even do that?
I hope not.
I mean, yeah. I mean, how can you be doing something like that when you don't even have enough pitchers to finish a game? And I looked at the starting lineup online before the game even started. There's 9 batters on a team. There's 18 in the game. 10 out of 18 guys were hitting less than 300. That's an all-star. This is an all-star game. This isn't like just a game. This is the all-star game. It's the best talent in the league. And you have more than half of the lineup hitting under 300. To me, that's garbage. I don't waste my time watching that garbage. Who cares who wins, who won, who did what? Who cares? It's a joke. And they make a big thing out of the home run derby. The home run derby's every game. It's just like every game is a home run derby because that's all they do is hit a home run or strike out. So you know what I did the All-Star game? I watched the rerun of the 71 All-Star game when I think something like 12 starters went into the Hall of Fame from that lineup, from the both lineups. When a kid named Vida Blue started the game, and Vida Blue only happened to have 17 wins by the All-Star game, which happened to be on July 13th as well. 17 wins by the All-Star game. Does anybody have that anymore?
No.
No. So it's not All-Star. I'm not going to say it's all what, but it's not All-Star. It's garbage. It's not baseball. It looks like baseball. It sounds like baseball, but it's not baseball. It's not baseball anymore. I don't know what you want to call it. The All-Star game, it's a meaningless contest. Well, it used to be the only All-Star game that was performed at the highest level.
Yep, absolutely.
Now it's junk, just like baseball. It's garbage. You watch baseball, guys can't pitch an inning. How many leads are blown in the ninth inning? How many teams strike out 15, 16, 18 times a game? You strike out 15 times a game as a team. That's 5 innings of outs without even putting the ball in play. It's pathetic.
Yeah. Well, I've always said that the NFL and the NBA and now Major League Baseball, name your all-stars at midseason, but then have some sort of big charity event where you raise money and give it to charity. Don't have these meaningless games. It's an embarrassment, 160 to 150 in the NBA, the NFL. They're just embarrassing all-star games. That's all they are. They're just embarrassing. So,
I mean, the NHL does it right if they didn't play the game. They have a skills competition.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Yeah.
Have shootouts, have the hardest shot, have the fastest skater, and then go home. I mean, playing the game is ridiculous.
Yeah, you can just have some fun. All right, well, we're back to Major League Baseball tonight, and it's the Red Sox versus the Yankees, the Yankees.
And the Yankees stink.
Yeah, it's just bad. They're just bad. Inconsistent, bad. I'm a big Yankee fan, if you can't say that you're not disappointed in this team and these players and this manager, then you're not a sports fan, because this is absolutely a bunch of players and that just are not responding to anything. It seems like they have no pride at all.
Did you watch them over the weekend against Houston?
I watched them the first two games, but then the third game, I saw the score was like 7-2. And you know what I said to myself? They're going to blow this again. And sure enough.
Oh, you did.
I did, absolutely.
How could you say to yourself, 7-2 in a ninth inning, they're going to lose?
Because that's the way they play this year.
They stink.
Yeah, they're bad.
It was, and it was fitting that Altuve hit a walk-off 3-run home run against them. And it was even better when they ripped off his shirt.
You know, it's they're just.
So they got nothing. I guess Altuve didn't cheat this time, huh?
I just say that, you know, they're just playing bad. And any Yankee fan that still holds out hope that they're going to be in, well, unless I'm dead wrong and I'm proven dead wrong at the end of the year, you're dreaming. You're absolutely dreaming. This is not a good team. Plain and simple. That's very simple.
Boone should get a job for CNN because when he talks, like, nothing but baloney comes out of his mouth when they ask him about the team. He needs some new lines.
Yeah.
He should say, well, maybe I'm not doing the job I'm supposed to because the team can't play, and start calling out some players by name that aren't performing the way they're supposed to. I don't care if you hurt their feelings. They're professional baseball players.
Yeah.
They get paid to do this. They don't do it out of the kindness of their heart. And if they're underachieving, I know a guy named Steinbrenner that would call every single one of them out by his name, including Boone.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, very quickly, the NBA Finals, Phoenix Suns tied up the series. Milwaukee tied up the series 109-103. They're two games apiece. Anything else you want to go with that?
Yeah, Saratoga opens today.
All right, you got picks?
Yeah, I got a pick.
Let's go to the races.
So it's been raining up there, so they got a lot of grass races today, so I'm not going to venture a pick that won't probably run because who knows what's going to happen. There's no scratches yet at 6:49 in the morning. So we're going to go to the second race, which is a maiden race, 5.5 furlongs on the dirt. And we're going to go to the seven horse, Zumda, Z-M-U-D-A, Zamuda, Zumda. I don't know how to say it. But Ken McPeak ships this horse in from Kentucky, training very well in Kentucky prior to this race. Gets a major jockey change. It's like getting a person with arms and eyes as opposed to someone that doesn't have it. Robbie Alvarado, who I think has won 2 races all year, gets the boot, and one of the cheating Ortiz brothers gets put on, so that's good for the horse. He had an excuse first time out at Churchill Downs, running an even race, running 4th out of 11, and with the jockey change and the experience, I think he has a good shot to win this race. He's 6-1, so my pick of the day up at Saratoga is going to be in the second race, the seven horse Zamuda, I think maybe you might say the name, but whatever it is, it's the second race, the seven horse today.
All right, that's the Saratoga pick for today, and we'll have a lot of racing to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, like I said, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll give you guys a pick. Monday, we'll go on that thing now, and then Mondays we'll do a recap. Saratoga's got some stakes this weekend. We'll go over that. Monmouth Park has Haskell Day Saturday. We will be picking 0 races from Monmouth Park because there's no whips, and I can't handicap without when horses run all over the track and don't run. So we'll be staying at Saratoga for our picks. And I understand you're going to be absent for a few days, so how would you like me to get your picks? Would you want me to call you up when I get out of school today and you can tell me what I need to do?
We'll set it up somehow because I'll be here Monday morning, okay? I will be here Monday morning. I have my first procedure tomorrow, but then I go home for a couple of days, and I will be in Monday morning, so we can do Monday morning show.
What about tomorrow? You said you're going to go in tomorrow. Can I call tomorrow or no?
Yeah, because I leave here at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
So I've tried to arrange it so I miss as little work as possible.
Yeah, and then just let me know if I just need to call in and leave a pick on recording or whatever, and we'll take care of it.
Will do. Okay, Mike.
You got it, Marshall. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Kosky with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.